After today's practice in Berea, starting quarterback Brian Hoyer addressed the media. And Brian Hoyer, all he needs to do is show that he can convert some third downs in opposing territory, take care of the football, and continue to be the better quarterback at making his progressions and reads. If he does that, it's going to be tough to unseat him week one in Pittsburgh.
I mean, I play every game like it's a regular season game. I mean, there's really no way to go about it other than that. I think the moment you think that it's just a preseason game is the moment that, you know, you're not prepared mentally, and all of a sudden something sneaks up on you, and, you know, you're losing 14-0 in the first quarter. So I prepare every game, whether it's preseason, regular season, like I'm going to play the whole game, and until that coach, you know, pulls me out, I mean, you got to be prepared to play a football game. I mean, those guys aren't going to hold back on the other side, that's for sure. So you just got to be prepared like you would in a normal situation. Obviously, you know, you don't go into the game planning and things like that, but it's still football. I mean, it's like going against our defense every day. We never know what we're going to get, but you go out there and react and play to the best you can. I think every game's crucial. I mean, for me, it doesn't change the way I prepare. I mean, like I said, the thing that I try to do is come out and be the best quarterback I can every day, and I'll do the same thing on Monday night. I think the best quarterback should play regardless of the situation. So, you know, it's a situation that I dealt with last year when I came in, and, you know, we kind of said it was a week-to-week thing. So, for me, I just want to be the starting quarterback of this team, whatever the situation is. I think I've played well. I think I can play a lot better. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I think we're always trying to improve. And for us, you know, things are coming up quick now. You know, I talked a couple weeks ago how training camp, you know, those days are long. Now, you know, today's technically the last day of training camp. We play Monday, then we come around and play Saturday. So I think for me, I'm just trying to take big improvements every day where you're to the point where you're trying to play everything perfectly. Obviously, we all try to go out and be perfect. You know, the other team's pretty good too, but you just try to go out and improve all the time. I think you're either, you know, every day you come out, you either get better or you get worse. There's no in between. So, you know, am I satisfied with how I played? I think I've played well, but I think I can play a lot better. Yeah, for me, I think it's great because it's learning it from a coach is great because they're telling you, okay, watch this film, but Rex has played in the system. So, like, even today on a play I had back there, I was like, you know, on that play, have you ever come off and be worried about, you know, a backside corner? And he's like, no, you know, it's not, you know. So to have a guy who has played the position – in this system, I think is huge for not just me, but the entire room, because he can relate it from a playing level. I think there's a big difference between someone who's played in it and someone who's coaching it. Yeah, I mean, there's the maintenance of my knee. Obviously, it's almost a daily process where it's kind of a rotation. So I don't know. Sometimes you see me out there doing band dropbacks to build up my leg and core in the movements that I'll be doing in the game. Other days with the lifting, other days with, you know, ART, massage, things like that. So it's kind of crazy for me. I was always a guy who never had to do anything because I've never been hurt. So now I've kind of done a complete 180 where I'm constantly doing something to maintain strength, flexibility, all those things, because I think sometimes when you have an injury, it exposes some weaknesses that you might have, and we've really done a good job of trying to stay on top of that. No, I don't think so. I think, like anything, there's nuances to certain things, and I think I mentioned this to you guys, I can't remember when, but there's certain plays where it's a similar play to what I've run before, but we're teaching it differently or we're reading it differently, and sometimes I got to shut that out of my head and just listen to Kyle and Dow and say, this is how they want it done, just do it that way. Don't revert to old habits. And so I think, you know, things like that, you know, we really talk about footwork here more so than any other place I've been. So, you know, for me, that's something I'm always trying to improve on, because I tend to get tall and stiff-legged sometimes, and I try to, you know, want to keep a more athletic base. So, I mean, like I said, there's always room to improve, and anytime you're not coming out of the game 100% completion and, you know, touchdowns right and left, there's obviously room to improve.